Yo, 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 what's going on, everyone? It's the Fantasy Beat coming at you, as always, live from actually two places this week. It's actually coming at you from Washington, D.C. and a Midwestern state named Iowa. That's because our own Trevor Ray doing a little family gathering in Iowa for Christmas, rather. Trevor, we miss you here in D.C. How's everything in Iowa?
Man, it is cold out here, Fancy. You know, it can get kind of cold in D.C. and whatnot. But goodness, man, I'm talking high of 7 degrees on Monday. I can't handle that, man.
Right, no. What are you doing with yourself? How are you staying warm? Because, Trev, I know we play a lot of sports together. We hang out a lot together, if the Fantasy Beat audience hasn't gathered that. But you don't play sports really in cold weather. So what do you do with yourself out there?
Family's been coming over. We've been doing lots of family stuff. You know, there's been some consumption, been hanging out with some friends. And, you know, just glad to be back home. But you know what? I don't think the Fantasy Beat listeners need to hear any more of this. They're here for the Fantasy Beat. They need their fantasy news, Fantasy.
That's right. But something we were very quickly talking about last week, Trev, the Fantasy Beat team of you and I did come away with one fantasy football title. I won that weekend Warriors League. I won the World Heavyweight Championship belt of fantasy football. I'll be getting that soon. At Fantasy Sports, we'll be tweeting a picture of the belt around his waist soon. So, Trev, that I got a first, 2 seconds, and a third this year. That's been my MO. So, you know.
You know what? As much crap as I've given you this year, Fantasy, I'm in the marriage spirit. And, you know, it's the end of 2013, so we got to end on a good note. And I got to say, you know what? You've done an excellent job in football this year. You have done a better job than me in football this year.
Wow, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to me. Wow, thanks, Trev. That's very nice of you. But, Trev, you know what? Let's help out those who are playing in Week 17. You ever played Week 17 of the fantasy football season?
Week 17 league, Fenty. No, okay. First off, I mean, of course we'll help out the listeners that play in a Week 17 league. But, I mean, can it get almost any more Bush League than that? I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, I don't understand why teams do it. For the exact reason we'll probably have to get into here in a little bit. But, I mean, you know, teams have already got playoffs locked up. They're not starting starters. You know, your aces may not, you know, the guys that got you to the playoffs, got you into the championship, may not even be playing for you. And that's just, it makes no sense to me why any football fan, any fantasy football fan, would want their end result coming on kind of a makeshift squad off of, you know, it doesn't seem real to me. You know, this week 17, while in the NFL, you know, you've got some very key matchups. I can't wait to see the Green Bay Chicago game. As an NFL fan, that's going to be a great game to watch.
No, you're absolutely right, Trev. You're absolutely right. Let me stop you there, fantasy beat owners. What we're saying is that what happens normally week 17 is with teams that are clinched in prime playoff position, they don't want to get their players injured, so they're going to bench their players. So, yeah, you're riding Jamal Charles all season long, and then all of a sudden you're in the championship week 17, you don't have him. What does it say about your team? It doesn't give the exact result of how your team performed. It's a complete misconception.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, I mean, I think the biggest thing for our Fantasy Beat listeners is they just have to pay attention to news when it comes out. As soon as, before game time, when you're doing your normal injury checks and you're making sure that all of your team, you know, your team, you're setting all of your lineups, you have to make sure what the coach's plan is for that week. You know, if you have Kansas City Chiefs players, you know, Andy Reid came out and said that he plans on mixing and matching starters with replacement players. And you've got to be well aware that if you own Kansas City players, they're not going to be coming out there with their standard game. However, they're playing a San Diego team that has to win this game in order to get into the playoffs, even have a shot at the playoffs. So San Diego players are playing. But you have to make sure you're paying attention, you know, whether it's Twitter, whether it's, you know, websites that you're going to, ESPN, Yahoo, RotoWire, you know, whatever it may be, you've got to make sure you're on those sites getting the top news so that you know what players are sitting. And maybe there may be players that aren't sitting, they're only going to play a half. You don't want a player that's just getting you a half of a game in your championship game. So it's very important that all of our Fantasy Beat listeners, if you are in a terrible Bush League playing in Week 17, you've got to stay up on all of the latest news. I mean, we just found out just recently, Romo, done for the season. We thought he was done last week. Then we thought maybe he was coming back. It's official. He's out. That's a big change, you know?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And we were actually talking about the Chiefs before, Trev, and that's why Nile Davis may be the most targeted player this week. Nile Davis is someone that, hey, like you said, Trev, if you got to watch that new those news and notes. And Nile Davis looks like he's going to be getting action, as is Matt Asiata from Minnesota. As it was announced, he will be starting because Toby Gerhardt's not playing. He's ruled out. And Adrian Peterson is doubtful, so I'm assuming that he's not going to play. So Asiata and Davis are good, valuable Week 17 pickups.
Most definitely. And that's the crazy thing. You just have to stay on top of all this and make sure that you know what players are playing and what players aren't. And, you know, yeah, being able to grab some of those players that are backups that are going to be playing full minutes. If you're playing in a Week 17 league, you may have to do that. You know, I mean, that's just the way the world is. If you had Tony Romo and there's not much on that waiver wire, you may be starting Kyle Orton this week, you know?
Oh, that scares me. That gives me shivers right there, Trev. I don't want to do that, but, you know, got to believe in the neck beard sometimes. So, you know, Trev, also very quickly, the Carolina Panthers, Steve Smith is not going to play. I wouldn't put all of your confidence and hope into Brandon LaFell. He's been good about 6 to 8 points a week, but still not the most consistent option. But Ted Ginn Jr., Trev, I like me some Ted Ginn Jr. You brought him up a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, we brought him up as a a boomer bust type player, a guy that can really, step up and can get a red zone target, can make some people miss, make some moves in the open field. And that's really important. It's kind of a big play guy that if you have some of these players that aren't playing, you may need him. But you did bring up Brandon LaFell, Justin. And this is a guy that has really stepped it up this season. He's averaging, 12-point yards a catch. You know, he's gotten over 80 targets this season, already 5 touchdowns. I expect him to have a very big game this week. And I expect him, to probably see at minimum, anywhere from 5 to 7 targets with Steve Smith being out. And that's definitely a guy that if you own, you've got to be starting this week. I love Brandon LaFell. But if you're right, Ted Ginn, his value is definitely going to skyrocket this week. You know, another guy that's gotten 60 targets. But this is a guy, like I said, a big play guy. 16.2 yards per catch is what he's averaging this season. I mean, if you're looking for a player that you need to pick up and plug in as a receiver 3 or a flex because you may be hurting, this is the guy again. I see him getting 4 to 5 targets, and he could easily get you a touchdown. I mean, it's a good grab if you're desperate this week. Ted Ginn Jr. could help you out.
All right, a little fantasy football action. Week 17, good luck. But like we said, next year, don't play in Week 17. Do yourselves a favor because you're going to get screwed by it, and then you're going to be telling us that we're right in a year from now. So don't play in Week 17 next year. But, Trev, we got to go knee-deep into some fantasy basketball because there have been some crazy impacting injuries over the last 24 hours that I got to tell you about. Because let me tell you, Trev, as someone who just lost Derrick Rose's first-round pick, now I lose my second-round pick in Al Horford with a torn pec. This is what kept him out 2 years ago for the entire season. Now torn pec, out indefinitely, and I am not happy about that.
Oh, no, you can't be happy about that. And, Justin, I mean, in the league that you commissioned that I'm in, I mean, trust me, there's nobody that knew injuries better at the beginning of the season than this guy right here. I mean, my first 3 picks all got injured at some point to begin the season. And that's one of the things. In basketball, it's very much a next man up. Your player gets injured, you have to figure out what players are going to be stepping up to fill those voids and are getting those minutes. Who are going to get those points that those players were getting beforehand? Those points just aren't going to disappear. They're going to get redistributed somewhere. And those players are going to get, so there's going to be new players that are getting more minutes, more time. We talked about Kobe last week. With Kobe going down, we saw other players getting an increase in minutes. Nick Young has been on an absolute tear, Justin.
No, absolutely. And like we talked about last week, now that Kobe's out, Nick Young can still be that leading scorer. A lot of NBA teams shy away from having him, but this is fantasy we're talking about. It really all comes down to the numbers at the end of the day. And Nick Young, very good scorer. But very quickly, with Al Horford being out, a lot of people think that this...
What are we looking for, Justin?
So with Al Horford out, a lot of people think that Paul Millsap's value skyrockets. But let me tell you, Trev, their stats are so identical that I don't know how much more Paul Millsap's stats can improve with Horford out. Because, with Horford averaging 18.6, team-leading for the Hawks, you've got right second place there. Paul Millsap with 16.8 rebounds, 8.4 for Horford this year per game, 8.3 for Millsap. blocks, 1.5 for Horford and 1.04 for Millsap. These are identical stats. So you have to kind of look down the depth chart because Millsap's going to get his own. Maybe Millsap raises his average from 16 to 19, and that's what you get, which is decent. But then you have to look at players like Carrier Martin and also Mike
Elton
Scott.
And Elton Brand.
That's who I was going to say. Elton Brand, he's been getting a shade over 11 minutes per game, like 11 and a half minutes a game. And Elton Brand's been that established veteran. Remember, they don't have to have Elton Brand play 33 minutes a game that Al Horford was playing. They just need him to be a big body in the middle, take a few shots, foul a few players, show some toughness, and that's something that Elton Brand can bring to the Atlanta Hawks.
And Elton Brand is only owned in 6% of Yahoo leagues, Justin. This is a guy that has got to be a key pickup this week. If you're in a fantasy basketball league, in my opinion, this is the Nick Young situation. Al Horford's going down. You're right. I'm in total agreement. But it seems like everyone's expecting Paul Millsap to do so much more. But, I mean, if you look at his past numbers and what he's done and what he's doing now, I don't see how much more room for improvement there is. So it's got to go to somebody else. And I think it's going to be the veteran Elton Brand.
Oh, and yeah. And that's the thing. That's what frustrates me because now I'm seeing these trade offers on Twitter from people that involve Paul Millsap as the central piece. But they're saying that Paul Millsap's going to become this number one option. He's not going to become that. He's still going to be the number two. Yeah, he's going to be filling in for Horford here, but I really do not see his stats improving. Another injury very quickly we got to discuss on, and that is Russell Westbrook now out, going to have surgery on his knee, and is going to be out until after the All-Star break. And that is a huge blow for not only the Oklahoma City Thunder, but for Russell Westbrook owners because they drafted this guy knowing he was damaged, and the fact that he came back 3 games into the season shocked me. People thought he would just be coming back around now, but he came back 3 games into the season. So now what do you do with Russell Westbrook out? There's a guy, another veteran, Trev. Derek Fisher is now going to be getting more playing time. I'm not saying to pick him up.
He's still in the league, Justin.
He is still in the league, and he's not the president. He's not the Players Association president anymore, but he is still in the league, and he's still getting about 14 minutes a game, and that's bound to go up now.
Well, what is he, 65, 67 these days, about 67 years old?
He's been in the league since 1996. That was the year that Kobe and Iverson got drafted.
Justin, I think you may have still been fiddling in your pants at that juncture in time. I cannot believe that guy is still in the NBA, but he's going to make some significant play. You're right. This is a guy you got to pick up. Not the only injury that's going to have fantasy owners a little worried, not to the extent, obviously, is Al Horford and Westbrook, as we just said. Who Westbrook, I mean, put up a great triple-double right before him getting out of there for you. But Raymond Felton from your New York Knicks is now going down. Are you, who do you think picks up, the slack for Raymond Felton now that he's out?
Well, the two people definitely are Beno Udrih. He's the first one because there's really nobody else because the Knicks backup point guard and Pablo Prigioni out with a hairline fractured toe for another week or two. So because of that, Beno Udrih is now going to have to play about 30 minutes a game. And he's very hit or miss, but definitely a good score, will help you with assists, has been getting a few steals as well. But also be on the lookout for Tim Hardaway Jr. because the Knicks are going to keep rotating. The one thing the Knicks do have is a lot of people that could just bring up the ball. J.R. Smith could bring up the ball. Melo, when he's in, can bring up the ball. A lot of Shumpert bring up the ball. Tim Hardaway Jr. can play the shooting guard spot really well in the off guard spot. So when they might rotate the guards, they can very well have J.R. Smith play the role of the point guard just to bring the ball up, and Tim Hardaway Jr. can get more minutes because of that timeshare. So when you're checking out an injury, whether it's the Thunder, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Lakers, it's a snowball effect. It affects more than one player because that's how rotations get fixed. Then when there's one hole in one place and you fill that hole, there's going to be another hole in another place. So that's why I'd say Beno Udrih. And also, Trev, you're going to like this. You pick up Beno Udrih because he is so bad defensively that you can use him as a standard that if you're looking for a quick one-night pickup, pick up the guy he's matching up against on a given team. Because that guy, like Brandon Knight, for instance, will go for 30 points on Beno Udrih. So you can almost use him as a stand, as a crutch to pick up somebody else, and you could get his fantasy productivity while Felton's out.
Yeah, and you brought up Tim Hardaway, and I want to mention him. I mean, I saw him play a lot in college, and I know this guy can play. And, against Oklahoma City on Christmas Day, we saw him get 38 minutes. And what's he do, Justin? He pulls down 21 points, grabs 5 boards, and gets you two three-pointers. I mean, this guy, if he gets the minutes, He's going to produce for you. And this just may be the injury that he needed to kind of find a few more minutes in that rotation.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you look at Tim Hardaway's shooting percentages, they are among the best on the Knicks if you go by percentage, and also shooting about 50% from downtown. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because his father was deadly from downtown as well, Trev. So you got to remember also with this Westbrook injury very quickly is that now Jeremy Lamb, because Reggie Jackson's going to be starting, so Jeremy Lamb now becomes the sixth man. Jeremy Lamb has been awesome. He's been scoring a lot of points lately. He's been shooting almost 40% from downtown. He's been shooting over 46%, nearly 47% from the field as a whole.
Solid rebounder.
Right. Another good pickup, and especially, like I always say, guards who rebound are good fantasy options. There's something special. They're almost like diamonds in the rough. It shows their aggressiveness, and aggressiveness gets you more minutes on the basketball court.
And that's the exact thing that I've always been impressed with Jeremy Lamb is, you know, he's not giving you a double-double with points and rebounds, but what he can get you is he's going to get you, you know, if he gets some minutes, he's going to get you at least 10 to 15 points. He's going to get you 2 to 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, probably a steal. I mean, the guy just kind of, he's not a huge impact player, but he just kind of fills every category a little bit. He never really lets you down. There's nothing that he can't do. He's a very versatile player, and I'm a very big fan of him. And if he can get those extra minutes, I could see him being a big impact player, you know, down the stretch in fantasy basketball.
I mean, think about the impact a sixth man has on the Oklahoma City Thunder. You've seen James Harden and Kevin Martin be great beneficiaries of being the sixth man on that team. So, Trev, little fantasy basketball, a lot of injuries, fantasy football week 17. Why are you playing? Trev, thank you so much for coming back at us to Iowa here. Go have fun in Iowa, Trev, man.
Yep, and as I told you before, Justin, to you, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to everybody. This is another edition of the Fantasy Beat.